SBS Radio.
Ayan, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Araw ng Linggo, ika-29 ng Abril, taong 2018. Maraming salamat sa ating kasama na si Louie Tolentino sa paghati ng mga balita mula sa bulwagang pambalitaan ng Radyo SBS. Sa muli po, Claudette Centeno Calixto ang inyong makakasama sa natitirang oras ng ating programa. Ayan po, kasalukuyan po ay nakalibo na si Annalyn mula sa Sydney, kung kaya't ako muna ang inyong makakasama. Pero siya naman po ay babalik sa susunod na katapusan ng Linggo. Ayan. At siksik po ang ating Linggo ngayong umaga dahil nagbabalik ang ating hair specialist na si Lexi Love upang bigyan tayo ng mga payo tungkol sa ating mga buhok. At atin ding tatalakayin ang tungkol sa hair loss. At mas magiging malaman po at inspiring ang ating umaga dahil sasamahan tayo ng isang napaka-positibo, maganda at very fit na babae. Pakilala muna natin siya, okay? Medyo mahaba ito kanyang CV. Okay, Multicultural Ambassador for Mental Health Foundation Australia. She's based here in Australia but also travels around for private corporate functions. Siya din po ay performer and singer with Chunky Jam and Funk and Flirter Band. That's unique. In venues such as Crown Casinos, The Palladium, NGV, and all-known private corporate Melbourne venues. Performs occasionally with Australia's X Factor Season 3. First place winner, Andrew Wishart and his band. At nagkaroon din po ng dalawang exclusive photo shoots for FHM Philippines. Sigurado naman talagang, yes, sexy ito. Ayan, featured in numerous Philippine TV magazine and newspaper appearances, including Channel V and MTV. At nag-release ng self-titled album throughout the Philippines, receiving critical acclaim with the AWIT Award nomination for Best New Female Artist by the Philippine Association of the Record Industry. Kasama po natin dito sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition, Miss Laura Love. Magandang umaga, Laura!
Hello! Good morning, guys!
Welcome back!
Magandang umaga!
Ayan!
Thank you! Yes!
Yes, welcome back. Pagkatapos na yung pagbisita months ago, Laura.
Yes.
Na kasi yung FB page na lang ako na-update. You have many involvements no, in the community lately.
Yes.
And you've been keeping yourself fit and healthy.
That's right.
And been performing as well.
Yes, I know.
Very busy schedule.
Yeah, like this weekend.
How do you manage all of them?
You know what? You just do. I think once you committed to something, like this morning, I just woke up and because I had a gig, I work all through the week. Then from Friday, from work straight to a gig for Crown Palladium with Chunky Jam. And then stayed, probably end up falling asleep late. And then next thing, Andrew Wishart and the mixed band. Wow. And then you just keep going. And then this morning I realized, I'm like, what was I doing? Why was I booking? Well, it just happens. Events do sometimes do cramp in
the
weekends. But you do your best and you try and whatever opportunity that comes along, and if it's something that's good, you take it.
So straight from your event, diretso na sa SBS.
Oh, well, no.
A bit of sleep.
A bit of sleep, that's right. And then from SBS, I'm going to have to go to another event, wine lunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, very in demand. How do you, what's firing up your soul to do all these things?
You know what? I need to just reiterate, I feel really blessed. Despite of the ups and downs that I go through in life, you end up working with beautiful people, like my bandmates. I cannot turn them down, and you know, you want to be there for them. It's also knowing, I guess, my passion for singing, but also at work. I think it's work ethic is a very big thing. But it also, it's just that passion to want to live a full life, really.
Yeah, you're making the most out of it.
That's right, most out of life.
So you're singing and performing, and you're involved in almost all Filipino, not only Filipino events, but as well mga Australian mga events.
That's right.
Dito, sa iba't ibang komunidad dito
sa
Australia.
Unfortunately, some of them Albert Lim, actually, you know, I couldn't go to all of them. But I feel blessed. I think one of the things is I want to be genuine as always, honest, and people do respond to that. And I sing my heart out. I try to, one of the things I want to do is I want to be an impact, a positive impact mm-hmm. that when I grow old, I can look back and see that I've actually done the best I could and I plant those seeds that I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm interested to know as well, Laura, apart from your life on stage, yes. you do have as well a career behind it on the weekdays, right?
Yes, what do you do? So I work for Thomas Embling Hospital. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, I'm still under contract with them. But I actually do look after all the rostering, the allocations. Mm. I work with nurses.
So you admin job?
Unit managers, but yeah, it's in the administration. Mm. But yeah, basically, I co-chair the monthly unit managers allocations meetings and all that. So it's a whole new different world.
Yeah. Do you sing as well at work? Do they know?
No. Actually, only maybe a couple knows that I sing. Maybe they're even tuning in right now. Mm. And by the way, just to let you guys know, because we're live. Hello. I will try and speak in Tagalog and English, but. Mm. As I mentioned, too, we have diverse
audience and friends and followers.
Yeah, China, yeah. That's right.
And before coming here to Australia, I know that in the Philippines, you were also part of a show business there.
Yes.
Yeah, you used to be a part of a girl group, singing group. Tell us about the story.
So it's actually Girl Talk is the name of the band. Mm-hmm. And we actually got launched with the group who sang Nang Hinayang. You know that?
Jeremiah.
Yes. And we actually sang a couple of songs for the soundtrack Loves Kita Okay Ka Lang by Julene Magdangal.
And Marvin.
And Marvin. Yep. Yes. That couple that everyone loves. Yeah. But they're really nice. So we did all the mall launching. Again, how I got to there was my mom's friend just asked me to go to ABS-CBN and just audition. So amongst 4,000, 5,000, you know, auditions, I was still very young though. Mm-hmm. Like,
how old were you then?
I was 15.
15.
So I think I just turned 15. So everything was still a bit too, when you're young, you don't, it's fun, it's exciting, but you don't really grasp on the reality. It's a big thing. It's a big deal.
But at that time, you were already having that passion on stage, singing, and you were performing already at an early age.
Yeah, but I guess for me, once I sing, it's just, I'm in a zone most of the time, especially now that I've matured, I've grown through the years. I sang since I was, apparently when I was two, they would caught me when I was young and bata. Bata, when you were a little girl, they caught me with my hairbrush, you know, on the bed, you know, singing like as if I'm in a big crowd. Apparently from that. And then I was in the recital for Yamaha School of Music and Ryan Kiabiab. I won the first place at an early age of, I believe I was 10, competing with like older singers that time. But it was always when I just sing my heart out and
Since young, you've always been an achiever.
Try my best. Yeah.
So is there someone in the family who's also in singing?
Yeah, si Papa.
Okay.
Yeah, si Papa. My brothers. Sorry, guys. But some of them, I love them dearly. But I think I was the fortunate ones to get the voice from Sasai ni Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And apart from singing, you've also modeled with FHM.
Yes. Yeah. And
to what level
so
did
lovely.
You go to?
Hindi naman super under. It was still very artistically done. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they featured me in a 6-page feature. It's all online, as in, I believe it's in my bio. Alan Medrilejos and everyone in FHM. It was more of the feature me prior to my album. Mm. And I guess we wanted to have that sultry but still respectable in some way. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you want to be comfortable in your own skin. Mm. You know, me trying to be healthy, it's not about, you do want to look good. You do want to look amazing, but it's not because you want to compete. You know, it's more of for yourself.
It's for yourself. Yes, yeah. That's true. So that's why you accepted that, because you wanted to let the women know that you have to be happy with yourself.
Yeah. That's true. And you know what? One of the things I realized these past few weeks is you do really have to put yourself first. Mm-hmm. Number one is you, and that includes working out, going to the gym. If you do look after yourself and you give the unconditional love for yourself first, everything else falls to place. And I truly believe that. And, you know, that right someone will one day
Mukha Laura. Yeah, but I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with the fact that you have to look after yourself.
Yes.
Discover
that's
yourself.
Right.
Know yourself.
Right. Yeah, yes. And for yourself. But it's true. I think if you look after yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, you have to love yourself. Mm-hmm. You're gonna live with yourself.
Exactly.
So you can either hate what you don't have. Oh, sorry. You can either want what you don't have or be happy with yourself, what you have. And then know that everyone's got their own flaws. Mm-hmm. No one is perfect. Mm-hmm. I even have, you know, I don't like this, I don't like that. You know, you want the curly hair.
Which is normal.
It's normal.
We're human.
That's right. That's right. We're human. But when you accept, the acceptance is very big. Mm-hmm. I think once you accept yourself and you love yourself, it's amazing what comes back to you. You feel that love. You vibrate. Yeah. And
that's true. You cannot give what you don't have, they say.
That's true. Mm. So, yeah, fitness, I'm very big to that. Ian Abalos, thank you.
I've seen your workouts on Facebook.
Yes, that's right. I thought, you know what?
What sort of workout do you do?
A mix of everything. Mm. It could be cycle. And the reason why I do that is because I want to show some, especially my closest friends. They go, oh, ang hirap mag-gym. And I went through that, where I was like, you know what? Bukas na lang. Mm. Oh, tomorrow. Oh, it's draining. Mm. But it's so true.
Marami excuses.
But yeah, you've always got an excuse. Oh, you know, I'm not going to an event yet. Mm. I'll just next time, next year. But it's true once you just push yourself there. And then eventually your body just, you look for it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, scientifically, you when you're healthy, when you go to gym or whatever you do, what activity, that happy endorphins.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's just amazing how your mindset, the way you see things, you're more calmer. You're not edgy about little things, you know. Yeah, so that's the reason why I do put it up every now and then. Some of my friends would go, some of my relatives like, Laura, what are you doing? Are you okay? Like, why? It's weird that you're putting that. But I realized, you know what? Well, you know, you only live once in this life. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not hurting anyone in the process. I think people do appreciate when you're genuine and honest and you're transparent. Mm. And for me, it's to inspire people.
Yeah, and I think like what you're doing when you're putting up your workouts on social media, it's actually encouraging people to do the same thing as well, right?
Exactly.
Ginagamit natin social media in the right way.
That's right. Oh. It's using the power of social media, but in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And I've had like few messages lately. They're like, Ate, you know, we're so down, and then we saw your. Apparently, I have this. I didn't even know that I'm tagged with the me time, because sometimes I do that hashtag me time. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And my cousin's friend was saying, you know what? That's your famous punchline for me. Like that woke me up, and now I'm looking after myself. You know, and it's very touching to see that you're actually, without knowing,
you have an impact.
You've impacted them. Mm-hmm. It could be small, pero you know, I feel blessed that I could be in that platform.
Mm. Yeah. And when it comes to music, Laura, do you write as well what you feel? Do you have original compositions that you want to bring out?
Yes, actually, I was talking to Andrew Wishart about this, who is the runner-up for X Factor. I believe it's Google him with Reese Maston, who's actually Reese is now playing with our one of our bandmates before Joe Laff, and even that Claudette, I'm still baffled. Like I was this young girl from Iloilo province who used to live in a Nipa hut we read, and then to then look back that. Wow. And, you know, just to wonder when you were young, they see your brush on the bed. And now I'm actually starting, you know what? Everything's starting to open up. I'm always grateful, said the Ask Your Lord, for these opportunities. Who would ever think that I'd be working with people such as Andrew Richard, the Mix Band, who are actually working with the celebrities here in Australia. Mm. But
That's good because you're always in a place of gratitude. You're always grateful for what you have.
You always look back
and tinitingnan mo talaga kung saan ka nagaling. Oh. Alam mo yung, wow, talagang I'm here right now and I can't believe I'm here. I'm so thankful.
Yeah, I still am. Minsan I still pinch myself. Mm-hmm. Like, to be honest, actually still, before I sing, even kanina, just here, I'm always nervous, to be honest. And people would go, oh, you know, you make it look easy or I sing. I get butterflies because sa akin it's just like every little opportunity, sorry, whether it's big or small, it's something that, you know, I'm really grateful because it's an opportunity that doesn't, you know, come around all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
At para hanayin naman tayo para sa kanyang unang kanta.
Yes.
Ayan. Ito yung isang song mo na nasa iTunes, correct?
That's right. Yes. iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, lahat ng music platform.
Ayan. Yeah. Narito po si Laura Love para sa kantang Just Once.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door.
Sing along, guys, if you know the song.
Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? I would never last for very long, but I would do wrong. Just once, can't we find a way to finally make it right? Oh, to make the magic last for more than just one night. We could just do it. I know we could break through it. I gave my all, but I guess my all may have been too much. The Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever rim got going. And it seems at times that all we've got, we haven't got a prayer. Just once, can we figure out why the good times never last all along? What are we doing wrong? Just once, can't we find a way to finally make it right? Oh, to make the magic last for more than just one night. I know we could break through it if we could just get through it just once. I want to understand why it always come back to goodbye. Why can't we give ourselves a best and make it better? Find a way to stay together. Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? Oh, to make the magic last for more than just one night. could just break through it. If we could just get through it, just once. Ooh, we could get through it, just
ng awitin, I Will Survive. At saka talagang bigay na bigay ka, Laura, no?
Yeah, I try to.
Is it one of your songs kapag ikaw ay kumakanta sa mga engagements mo?
Oh, yes. That's right. I just realized. You know, I'll stay here. Yes, it's a popular song.
Mm.
And girls do love it. It's like, do you think I can put it down. So the girls love it. It's a very girl power song.
Mm.
It's like Beyonce, you know, like that type of song. And everyone just, it's always a hit. So, yeah.
Right. Isa ba yun sa mga kanta mo kapag ikaw nag, heartbroken?
Yes, I think, you know what, everyone does, right? Everyone goes through that. And then you go, yeah, you know what? Yeah, when you are, you know, wait tao lang tayo, we go through that.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, meron tayong kumbaga personal favorite songs yes. when we go through things, right?
Yes, that's mm-hmm. right.
And that's one of your favorites.
One of my favorite songs.
Oh. Pero let's talk about mental health because I know, Laura, you're a part or you're an ambassador for Mental Health Foundation Australia.
That's right.
Ano yung involvement mo dito sa group na ito?
I'm actually one of the multicultural ambassadors for Mental Health Foundation, like what I mentioned. And I basically, these are amazing group of people that I work with that they do come along with all their contacts and all that in the community. And it's, for me, my input really is, same thing, I have some ideas on how to bring in more funds to help them out. It's a foundation that's been, I will put it in my page, but it's been a while. They're like Beyond Blue, the same thing. They have a support system there that's available for the public, but it's basically more of the aim of, because mental health is still such a stigma. I think especially sa atin, sa Philippines, I think when you talk about, oh, depression, people think, oh, nasa ano mo lang yan, wala yan, sa mind mo lang yan.
But it exists,
but
right?
it exists, you know. And I think one of the things is to then have someone who is connected in the community. It's good. People will tend to more, I think how we see it is they will listen more to someone that they know, basically, rather than just, you might Beyond Blue and all that, they always have some info online or in TV. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's us bringing... coming up with projects. Like for me, I'm co-managing a mental health well-being fun walk, and that's on October 7.
Tell us about the fun walk.
Yeah, so that's so we had the first one last year, and it was actually where Zinc is, just here. Same thing, and it's raising awareness, but it's part of the whole Health Week, which is part of the health organization. I think we have that every year anyway. So the fun walk is more of like people coming together. They can register, pay a small amount of fee. And I believe it's only $5 or something like that. And that goes to proceed to go back to Mental Health Foundation for them to be able to keep going in terms of having that support system, having to put out the message there to break that barrier for people to understand and open their minds.
What sort of platforms do you do para masuportahan yung mga dumadaan sa mental health issues?
You mean like yung mga projects namin? Yeah. So we have mental health, health well-being walk on October 7. I cannot remember. We have a gala. Sorry, guys. I know my multicultural mates are listening. But we also have a gala coming up, and that's the same thing. I will post more of my info online. But so that dinner is actually in Docklands. And the same thing, we will organize a dinner together ask people to basically... To come along, and whatever that all the proceeds from that dinner will then go back again to Mental Health Foundation. So we do gala, we do walks, you know, all those representing healthy, balanced life, so to speak.
And speaking of healthy and balanced life, could you give us, our listeners, tips? Paano ba dapat maging balanse yung ating pamumuhay para, you know, iwas tayo sa mga mental health issues?
That's right. You know what? One thing first, always remember that you have a love around you. You're loved. You have your family who's there for you if you allow them to be there for you. So that's one thing to always keep in mind. Your friends, you know, that's why they're there for. These people are brought into your life for a reason. I also believe in the motto or that thought that people come into your life for a reason. It's to teach you a lesson or to help you grow. But one thing is to always keep in mind that you have love around you and look after yourself. Look after yourself first. Do what makes you happy. You know, things that you've been wanting to do. So I'm just going to try and move this. Things that you're wanting to do, going to the gym, you know, do it for you. Not for anyone else. Things that you've been putting off, and don't worry, I'm the same. I'm one of the worst offender for myself beforehand, but I'm learning. And now I realize, you know what? I'm just going to take it one thing at a time. Try not to have that fear in your mind. And just do, when you do what you love or pursue what you love, whether that's a hobby or reading a book, or even just a rest time for yourself.
Those things. So, and surround yourself with good people, read good books, good do books, what you love.
Positive, anything that's self-development material will help. Ayan.
Nako, Laura, thank you so much for sharing your talent with us this morning.
Thank you.
At syempre, imparting your knowledge about mental health and sharing your life to everyone on SBS Filipino Weekend Edition.
Thank you very much, Claudette. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, SBS.
Ayan. Thank you, Laura Love. At ayan po, nagdaan na naman po ang isang oras ng mga balita at talakayan sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Tayo po ay napapakinggan Lunes hanggang Linggo, alas 10 hanggang alas 11 ng umaga. At sa ngalan po ni Louie Tolentino at ng buong kuputan na SBS Filipino, ako po inyong lingkod, Claudette Centeno Calixto, nagsasabing, dagang salamat and to God be the glory.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.